Oh, yes. Is this from the new album that I did not think was dropping until January 22nd?
I don't know if it is or not. I just know it's his number two hit on Spotify, Teddy Swims. What's the name of the song, Sammy?
Bad Dreams.
Bad Dreams, yeah.
It's really not part of a new album. There is not a new album yet.
It's coming. If you go to his website...
Maybe this is like a new single or something.
Yes, I've done that. If you go to his website, I believe it's teddyswims.com.
Wow.
There's like a countdown thing, and I swear it's on my calendar. It was January 22nd.
By the way, that song came out early last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's so good.
It's just a single, though. It's not on his album.
Yeah, pre-order my new album that comes out January, 24th. It is part two of his smash hit album, I've Tried Everything But Therapy.
That song, though, that you just played, Bad Dreams, will be on... I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2.
Oh, it's so good.
Which comes out January 24th, so in 8 days. And that song is one of the singles.
Cannot wait.
It's a good song.
I might buy some merch.
I'm going to have to move that over into one of my playlists.
Every song is cool.
Should it be
Not every song is easy.
Yeah. Songs I like three.
No, he is so cool and easy.
Just songs I like three? You have three of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you can add as many songs as you want.
I know, but I usually keep it each just songs I like to about 130 songs so I can just flip through it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going forever looking for one song. That's right.
So you guys
think about this a lot.
Heard me just
priorities.
Raging and raving about Chicago, the Smash Broadway musical at Kauffman Center.
Yes.
And then I get an email from my friends at Starlight a couple days ago that says pre-order now, Chicago coming this summer to Starlight.
That's the band.
So if No.
Yeah.
Is it possible Chicago the band and Chicago the musical are both coming to Starlight?
What date? At the same time?
I swear to you, first of all, that's the Bermuda Triangle of oh hell yes.
What is the date on the Chicago?
Well, you just said Chicago and I thought it meant the musical.
Are we just gonna gloss over the Bermuda Triangle of hell yes?
Yes. Well, I guess there'd have to be three acts for it to be the musical.
The musical, I think, is called Chicago the Musical.
They're gonna be at Starlight, the band, on June 28th at 8 o'clock.
No, I'm telling you, it said Chicago. I know it said that.
She already bought two seats. One's in row 13, one's
Chicago
in row 14.
At Starlight Theater.
What day?
June 28th.
Dana, look at this. This says Chicago the Band... The band. What date is that right there?
Does that say June 28th?
What does that say right there?
Okay, that says Chicago the band. My email just said Chicago. And is it Peter Cetera? Because that does not count.
No, it is.
A bunch of horns and a bunch of men I never heard of.
It is.
Look, it's 6.5 dozen, 25 or 6 to 4. You know.
Get out.
It's the same thing.
Get out. I thought it was Chicago the musical. I emailed them back and I went, oh my God, yay. Hashtag wrong act.
The Bermuda Triangle of hell yeah.
You should contact the band and say, could you pick a different city and just call yourself like Cincinnati?
Seriously, I'm all kinds of discombobulated over here. I've tried to sign my life insurance beneficiary updated form 3 times.
It's getting bad.
Times
here today.
4 children.
Is that the mountain of paperwork that you were doing out there?
Yes!
I walk into work today, and she's got more papers than a library.
You guys, shameless plug, I feel so sorry for Stuart Woodbury because he sent me the Benny change form, and I filled it out faithfully, but I didn't have a notary because our notary is out of the building today. So I asked Scott to film a proof of life video of me during the 3:15 commercial break. In case I got hit by a bus tonight, there would be some video proof, time stamped.
Just in case.
Just in case that I've changed over, to the children. So we get it all said and done. Stuart says, you know what? Scott can be my witness. Scott witnessed me doing all of the things. And then they send it back and they go, wait, what is your name? Apparently your name has to match when it's over a certain amount of money. And so we had to start all over again. Right. We just did the whole thing again, and I looked at it, and my middle name is now wrong.
Which name, you've got plenty to choose from.
Said to Scott.
There's been so many over the years.
He goes, where are you going? And I go, I screwed up the name again. And he goes, dear God, woman, I think I filled out, it's a lot of sheets of paper.
You probably put the wrong year in as well.
I'm triple checking the year, which is why I asked a minute ago, have you stopped yourself and accidentally hit, you know, 2024 instead of 2025?
2-5, 2-5.
I just said to Stuart, I promise you, I will not, like, after this last iteration of my life insurance, I will never bother you again.
What is it, 2025 or 6-4?
Get out. Get out. He's so sweet.
By the way, you just became my early grievance.
Why?
Because you said I was filling out my Benny paperwork. You know, we've been together for so long. You know it drives me crazy when people shorten words. Like, you're not going on vacation. You're going on vacay.
But what if you're taking some time off, but you're staying in town? Is that a
staycay?
I don't need the details. I just need the deets.
And what are the bennies of that?